Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. Gordo's Corner comes around again tomorrow morning at 9:10 with the Musers in the Morning, Dunham and Miller, on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
5:57 is the time here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line, and we would like to remind everybody that this Friday we will be out at Duke's Original Roadhouse. Duke's, located at Beltline and Midway out in Addison. It's going to be a big desperado day. Coach Joe, will he be there?
We're going to be announcing a new coach.
Well, will he or will he not?
Don't know. Why everybody needs to roll out there.
Maybe the return of, what was his name a couple years ago, the offensive coordinator?
Tom Luganville.
Maybe the return of Tom Luganville.
Coach Joe left. That'd be a pretty good place to start.
Oh, boy, you better hope not, because he hates you.
I know it. I could be out of a gig if he shows back up.
Desperados, dancers, players, and whoever the coach is will be out there on that day, so come join us at Duke's. Poop. This Friday, from 3 until 7 with the presentation. All right, what do we got here?
This happened, I believe, Monday night. No, it happened Sunday night after the Super Bowl on ESPN. It was an exchange between our little buddy Michael Irvin and the biggest blowhard on TV. This is the biggest blowhard on TV of anybody. Sean Salisbury. Here's a guy that did nothing when he was in the NFL. Nothing. But now, all of a sudden, when they start talking about playing days, he lumps himself in with Steve Young and Ron Jaworski and Michael Irvin, Tom Jackson, guys that actually accomplished something. He lumps himself in there. He had the audacity to compare his quarterback rating to that of Ron Jaworski. And it amazes me. I mean, because people remember. They remember exactly who this guy was. He was nothing more than just a backup, spare, journeyman quarterback. That's all he was.
Didn't he beat the Cowboys one time?
He may have. I mean, I don't know.
It seems like I remember about 85 or 86, the Cowboys were playing in San Diego, and some unknown or relatively unknown spare quarterback started for the Chargers that day, kind of like the way Jake Delhomme did for the Saints a couple years ago. And everybody thought the Cowboys would just walk all over them, but that didn't happen. The Chargers beat him, and I'm thinking it was him. But anyway.
But he gets on there on ESPN, and he's just a big blowhard. And it's like he's the only guy that knows anything about football. You know, he's had some exchanges with John Clayton where he plays the, well, you never played the game card. And, you know, if you're on the same network as a guy, and here's John Clayton, he's hired as their one of their football experts, right? Do you need to be playing that card on him?
You know, to engage in a discussion of football with somebody like that and tell them that because they never played the game, they don't know anything about it, or they can't discuss it with you, just to play that card, that ends the discussion. I mean, where can you go after that? Because you know the other guy is not taking you serious, and there's just no way you can have two-way dialogue.
Well, he played that card a couple times with John Clayton.
Yeah, I've heard him do that before.
And, I mean, you don't like the guy, do you?
No.
And he walks around like when we see him in Super Bowl, he walks around like he's it. And as far as on the air, is he bad on the air? You know, he's not bad. He's not a bad broadcaster. You know, he's certainly got some opinions.
Yeah, you know, he's not a bad broadcaster, but every time I watch him, you know what I'm thinking? I'm sitting there watching him, and I'm thinking, you know, maybe there's a little bit of something to what he's saying here, but I sure would like it better, and I sure would be inclined to pay a little bit more attention to it if somebody who had done a little bit more than this guy did as a player was telling me.
And he's so condescending. I mean, he talks down to his audience, and that kind of turns me off.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm not saying that you have to be a Hall of Famer. I mean, they got Steve Young on there. He's going in the Hall of Fame one of these days. Troy Aikman talks football on these various networks. He's going in the Hall of Fame one of these days. I'm not saying you have to be like that. I don't think Ron Jaworski's ever going to get into the Hall of Fame, is he?
No, but he was good.
But when he talks about football, I certainly pay attention. I paid attention when Mark Malone did it. You know, he's not going to the Hall of Fame.
You know, that's a good example, a guy like Mark Malone, because he was better than Sean Salisbury.
Yeah, he was.
But I don't think he ever went to any Pro Bowls. But to listen to Sean Salisbury, he's always bringing up his playing days.
Man, if I were him, I think I'd try to distance from that.
You know what he should do? He should treat his playing days like Bob Uecker did and play off that he was a spare. Because he's not fooling anybody.
Well, I think we have this discussion between him and Mike ready to roll. So you want to listen to that?
Yeah.
All right.
This is very amusing.
Let's listen to Sean Salisbury and Mike this Sunday on ESPN.
And listen to how angry Michael Irvin is. I mean, you can just tell it in his voice that he's just about to pop.
All right. Let's listen.
On 15 straight games.
Well, there's a lot that goes into it, Stuart. I'll tell you this. It'd be easier to crawl 10 miles over broken glass and not cut yourself than it would to win 15 games in a row. That's why only one team did it. Now, you disagree with that.
I definitely disagree. In this day and age, it is probably a little more easy to win 15 in a row.
You say
listen,
that.
This talent pool in this NFL is diluted. There's not enough talent to make great teams. This dynasty you call the New England Patriots, they'll be called a dynasty because of the lack of talent around the NFL. Unlike my team, we were called a dynasty because we were talented.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say New England Patriots could have beat your Dallas Cowboys team because talent.
Oh, that limb
my
just
turn.
Broke, baby.
My turn.
Limb just
my,
broke.
My turn. Clap it. My turn. The New England Patriots could have beat the Dallas Cowboys because it's not just about talent that wins it. If that was the case, every other team in the playoffs this year would have beat New England. Talent doesn't always win it. It's a team who's playing the best, Mike. And guess what? The New England Patriots are the best team. Your team won eight straight.
Let me say
Dallas
this,
Cowboys won
the
eight
New
straight.
The New England Patriots are the best coach football team right now in this football league, and that's what you see right now. You see coaches coming in, making a great difference. Bill Parcells can take a 0-100 team like the Dallas Cowboys, turn them around and be 90-10 because of the coaching. You, just like Jerry Jones said before, you can take any coach because we had such a talented team and win a Super Bowl. Jerry Jones proved that when he brought in my boy Barry Switzer.
Well,
I love you, but you're out of your mind talking about New England. I love you too, but you need
a drug test right now because I'm going to tell you this right now. Stuart Scott, that neither one of us won 15 straight at any time. Take it.
I won 3 or 4 years.
Neither one of us. He includes himself in there with Michael Irvin, a guy that won 3 Super Bowls.
And how many did he go to?
And once again, if anybody needs to be drug tested, it is anybody that believes that this year's Super Bowl champions, the New England Patriots, could beat the Dallas Cowboys of the early 90s. 40-0. You know what? I'm going to say 40-7. I think somehow Tom Brady would engineer some kind of late touchdown.
That's crazy.
It's just nuts that they would blow him off the field.
What about the way he treated him?
Right.
Clap it. And when he did that, he made that little motion.
Clap off.
He made that little motion right to his face. Like 2 inches. I'm surprised Irvin didn't hit him. He's like, hey, clap it.
What a jackass. That's the first time I'd heard that.
Oh, he's so arrogant and just for no reason. Like I said, I mean, as far as a broadcaster and a guy that'll come on and have an opinion, I mean, he's okay on that. He's not bad. But good gosh.
Yeah, but every time I watch him, I kind of wish I was hearing it from somebody who had done a little bit
clap
more in the
off.
NFL than he did.
Wow, what
amazing.
Blowhard. Blowhard.
All right, it is 6:06. Here on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Anybody else got anything further to add to this?
I think guns are good.
I like to eat.
Okay, fair enough. And coming up next, neighbor, how long has it been since you've had a hot, steaming round of baseball talk. Well, that's too long.